M. Ward is our cafe guest today, set up to play with his band, a set drawn mostly from the new album Post-War. Part of the beauty of M. Ward's music over the course of his albums is that lyrically, as well as musically, things are slightly obscured. He's a master at shading his meaning. With that in mind, I ask him if Post-War, the title of the new album, referred to our current war or war in general, and got an equally veiled M. Ward answer.
I guess it's more, if anything, it's a reflection of my impression of the cycle. I believe war and post-war is a cycle, and what its relationship is to music, I'm really not sure. Mm-hmm. But I like the idea that there is some sort of connection. It's also purposefully abstract, the way that pretty much all the records and most of the songs that I've made rely on that abstraction, which is hopefully a healthy confusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What got you thinking in towards that end? Towards post-war?
I guess it was mainly newspaper articles that I've been reading about what's going on out there, and some of the, especially the more the human interest stories, the articles written about specific people who've either died or specific communities who've been affected by the war. I think that that's more of a space for a musician like myself than tackling bigger political questions that the White House is attempting to tackle.
The album seems to be split into sections, or at least it is on the back cover, and there's a bit of a space actually between some songs on there too. Mm. And Post-War begins a section, and there's another song, Requiem, and another beautiful one. Hopefully, you can do later called Chinese Translation. But should one see these as sections, or I hesitate to ask you these specific questions because you talk about the abstract, and there is sort of a veil over what you do, and it seems a purposeful veil, you know, even in terms of reverb on your vocals and things like that. I guess the real question is why? Why the veil?
I guess all my favorite records have some sort of veil over them. I've never felt like using music as a tool to, you know, bear the inner workings of my angst or anything. I've always loved music as a way of trying to create something good and something that's going to last, if not a couple of years, at least a couple of months, maybe.
Well, and one of the things I get from your work, and from one can only substitute the albums and things that mean the most to them, is that they take a while to absorb, and it kind of slows down that process in a way.
Yeah, and the meanings actually take a long time to figure out too, and that's one of the fun things about music is everyone I end up talking to, as far as whether it be journalists or people that have just listened to the record, is everyone has their own interpretation, and that, but that's one of the things that makes music fun, and you know, that's probably why I was drawn more towards music than instead of mathematics in high school, you know. I guess it's just more left brain stuff, and my right brain is not as sharp as a trap, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I like having these, like you call it, a veil, I guess, of some kind of abstractions in several interpretations.
Well, we'll let people interpret this one on their own then, because this is a performance of Post-War from M. Ward and band.
Thank you.
Post-war, recorded live in the World Cafe Studios by M. Ward and this unbelievable band that you've got to interpret these songs. This must be big fun for you to go out every night and play with these people.
It really, it's a dream come true getting the chance to bring the same band that you recorded the record with on tour. It's the first time for me. So far, tour's going really great and we're all having a really good time.
Go around the room. Who's playing today?
Adam Selzer is playing bass and guitar. Mike Kirkendall is also playing bass and guitar on some songs and singing. Rachel Blumberg is doing some backing vocals and percussion, and Jordan Hudson is also doing some percussion.
And we mentioned you were here playing acoustic last time, and you're playing a couple of different electric guitars this time. Beautiful tone. In fact, we were listening in as we're going along here. And it reminded me of some other players, and I was curious as to, before I named them, I was curious as to who you look up to in terms of playing that half of the guitar family.
Well, when I first started playing guitar and learning the instrument, I learned how to play by following Beatles, the pictures of the chords in Beatles anthologies. So George Harrison and John Lennon's rhythm guitars was really inspiring when I first started out. And when I first started seeing live music, I grew up near Los Angeles, so I saw a lot of the bands related to the SST label, especially Firehose and Sonic Youth, and that inspired me to buy an electric guitar. And it took a few years till I started listening to guitarists who had more complicated things going on with the right hand.
And Ward is our guest today, and next up is a performance of Chinese Translation, which is one of those, it's an advice song. France, let's listen to it. This is Chinese Translation.
I sailed away in the white sea, climbed up the tall, tall mountain. I'm an old man, he said, beneath those apple trees. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. So I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? How can a man like me remain in the light? If life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long? Then the sun went down and played for me. Said I once was a young man like you, afraid to do the things that I knew I had to do. So I played an escapade just like you. Yeah, I played an escapade just like you. I sailed away by the sea, climbed up the tall, tall mountain. I met an old man, he sat beneath the sapling tree. Said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. So I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? Or how can a man like me remain in the light? And if life is really as short as they say, sun went down.
a performance of Chinese Translation, another song you'll find on Post War, which is M. Ward's new album, with Bob Dylan being accused of taking words and ideas from other writers and things. Is this indeed a Chinese translation of something?
You know, it's memories of an old poem I read in high school. I don't remember who the writer was. I probably got it all wrong, really, but I had fun trying.
We return to our session with M. Ward and his band on the World Cafe today. Begin this section with a kind of transfigured version of David Bowie's Let's Dance, which Ward originally recorded on his album The Transfiguration of Vincent.
Thank you.
last dance. For fear that grace should fall. Let's dance. For fear life is all. Yeah, let's sway. You could look into my eyes. Let's sway. Under the moonlight, the serious moonlight, and if you say run, I'll run with you. And if you say hide, where we'll hide. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like a flower. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like a flower.
Let's Dance, the David Bowie song, which M. Ward originally recorded on the Transfiguration of Vincent album. A bit different from Let's Dance We Know, too. How did you approach that? How did you think to deconstruct it?
I started doing it without a band. I guess it was in Europe, and people had interesting reaction to it.
Yeah.
So kept at it. Tried it in the studio, and I like how that turned out. Sometimes it's fun to give these great songs a different set of clothes, you know, and see how they look. And the lyrics of that song, the chord progression, the melodies.
And it becomes a slow dance, so.
Yeah, that idea always seemed kind of funny to me.
Right. Far more romantic, actually, in many ways. The next song is called Right in the Head, and this in terms of being more transparent, there's definitely a tale of a couple of brothers in this. Is there anything you can tell us about these guys? Or
I think that the lyrics came from an article I read, either in the New Yorker or the New York Times. Sometimes you read these newspaper articles and you feel like you're reading, you know, an archetype of something that could have happened maybe 100 years ago or centuries ago. And I like the idea that music can tap into those archetypes as well as novels or films can.
Do you remember what the article was about?
It was definitely, I guess it's a, you know, a collection of articles that I've been reading ever since this war started. You know, I don't remember any of the names. I remember where some of these families came from. One was Ohio, one was Oregon. But in a way, it didn't really matter where exactly they came from, because after reading it, you get the understanding that this is happening in every city in America. I guess as a this might be off the subject, but like maybe I had happened to be watching some episodes of Twin Peaks and thinking about how this entire series is based around the ripple effect of one person's death in the community and the amount of material that's there is profound, you know, to say the least. And I wish that there were more newspaper articles about this effect of the war, because that is the heart of the tragedy. And I think that music has the capability of touching on that, maybe even better than other kinds of media, you know, journalism. And it's definitely inspired by journalism. So I think there's hope yet. There's hope yet.
Well, that speaks a lot about why post-war is important now, because of that continuum and how one is definitely going to affect the other.
I think it might have something to do with just being fed up with reading these articles about the White House's reaction. It's years now, and that's part of it.
This is right in the head. M. Ward, our guest. Thanks a lot for bringing the band in today.
Absolutely. It was our pleasure.
Thanks again to M. Ward. The new album, Post War, is available at our World Cafe CD store and our web browser, worldcafe.npr.org.